Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 9th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Samsung announced the Galaxy Note 9 at its Unpacked event at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. The Note 9 is shipping August 24th, 2 weeks after it becomes available for pre-order. The body is the 7000 series aluminum like the Note 8, can survive in water 1.5 meters deep for 30 minutes, 6.4 inches diagonally, and 8.8 millimeters thick, slightly larger than the Note 8. The Infinity display does not include a previously rumored in-display fingerprint sensor underneath, though. The Note 9 has dual cameras, an LED flash, and has a health sensor that measures biometrics like heart rate, blood oxygen, and blood pressure. The base model has 6 gigs of RAM and 128 gigabytes of storage and starts at $1,000, and the 512 gigabyte model with 8 gigs of RAM will set you back 1,250 bones. U.S. customers have a choice of ocean blue or lavender purple. Samsung also announced the Galaxy Home smart speaker, which the company says combines amazing sound and elegant design. The Galaxy Home is wrapped in fabric and sits on 3 metal legs. It includes 8 far-field microphones for detecting voice input via Samsung's Bixby Assistant. No pricing info yet, but Samsung says it'll share more at a developer conference in early November. Discord launched a video game beta program in Canada Thursday for 50,000 randomly selected customers, including both free games for paid membership, a digital retail store, and a new universal game launching tab. Selected users will see an upgraded version of Discord Nitro that has access to a curated selection of games, along with the current subscription perks. The company takes 30% of sales from games that end up in the store. Security researcher Ryan Stevenson says Comcast Xfinity exposed partial home addresses and social security numbers of more than 26.5 million customers. Comcast tells BuzzFeed News that the exploit is now patched after it disabled in-home authentication and an insecure sign-up page for Comcast's authorized dealers. Epic Games president Tim Sweeney announced at Samsung's event today that Fortnite is available on select Samsung Android phones now, including the Galaxy Note 9. Note 9 and Tab S4 owners also get a special skin called Galaxy. Back in June, Epic announced that 125 million people have installed Fortnite since its launch in 2017. Uber Eats, the food delivery branch of Uber, is rolling out a new price tool that'll vary the booking fee primarily based on your distance from a restaurant and allow you to choose the maximum booking fee within the app of your choice. The closer you are, the cheaper it is. The further you are, the more expensive it is. The fee varies per city, but is currently between $2 and $8. Uber Eats first launched in LA back in 2014 under the moniker Uber Fresh. Today, it operates in more than 293 cities in 35 countries. Amazon announced the open source, you know who, Automotive Care, or AAC SDK, or Auto SDK, to allow voice control in car infotainment systems, navigation systems, media, climate control, and access to various skills. The SDK is free on GitHub. Ford, Toyota, Mercedes, Hyundai, General Motors, and other automakers have already integrated HER on various levels. The Alexa Auto team was first formed last year and now competes with Siri in CarPlay, Google Assistant in Android Auto, and SoundHound, which allows voice control in Hyundai cars and the NVIDIA Drive autonomous vehicle platform. Snapchat's source code was posted on Microsoft-owned GitHub. Snap responded with a DMCA takedown notice, and the code was removed. The user account used to upload the code has no other projects, and nothing certain is known about them. The user's profile links to a website offering phone programming services, which appears to be modified software. As we mentioned on DTNS Tuesday, Snap reported higher revenues than expected, but its first quarterly decline in users in its history. In addition, Saudi Arabian Prince Alwaed bin Talal announced that he's buying 2.3% stake in the company. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.